Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Jeffrey Wagner has been exploring a possible bid for Milwaukee County Executive. Wagner says he would resign as a judge, but he recently asked the state Supreme Court whether holding another office would be legal if his judicial term had not yet expired. Wagner asked the state court to take original jurisdiction and to make a quick ruling. The state justices, in an unusually long writing on such a petition, have decided not to take the case now because there's no time to find an adversary before Wagner would have to have filed his county executive nomination papers. Court spokesperson Amanda Todd says the U.S. has an adversarial court system.
Meaning that we need at least two people who disagree on something before we have a court case.
The court says the state attorney general's office might wish to act as the adversary or respondent, but would need time to become familiar with the issues. Wagner's attorney, Michael Whitcomb, says the judge accepts the court's reasoning, and Wagner will not run for Milwaukee County executive because his candidacy would be under a cloud. But Whitcomb says Wagner will bring the case back to the Supreme Court soon. Whitcomb says the public would gain if judges could step down quickly to try for another office.
To prohibit a judge from running for election or being considered by the voters for a period of time only just does not make political or legal sense.
The Supreme Court's ruling comes amid another development in the Milwaukee County exec race. The local Democratic Party has filed a complaint seeking to delay the April election for the post. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.